This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Imagine today is going to be the best day of the week. Maybe the best day of the month. The month is coming to an end. What does it look like? What are you going to do today? How do you show up in the day to make yourself feel good about what you're doing, what you're feeling? Maybe it's more important, you think, ladies, to not do things than to do them. More important to don't do the stuff that puts you in a funk, right? Think about this. I used to talk about this all the time when the program was called The Good Day Show. Remember, Jennifer used to talk all the time about, and why should this be different? This is basically The Good Day Show with other people who make your day better. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and me and Legion today to target your mind, your imagination, what you're doing with your time. So just think about this being the best day of the week or the month or the year, the best day that you've had, anything that puts you in a good place. That's all. And then we'll ruin it talking about the reality of what's going on here. I guess because I just don't care about Kamala Harris. When I see something with her name in it, I just kind of ignore it. But I do find it interesting, Jennifer, that they've been, 2 months in office, and she's still living out of a suitcase somewhere. Where are they? They're redoing the vice president's house, right? So they're living at Blair House, which is across the street from the White House.
And apparently she's been pretty upset that they haven't been able to get into her house yet. The renovations are taking a long time. And a lot of people are saying, well, if you're outraged about the renovations, maybe you should be outraged about the kids who are sleeping on top of each other at the border. I think what's more of note, other than her personal home decor issues, is that the White House did something kind of weird this week. Remember last week when they said that Kamala Harris would be in charge of the border crisis, that she was going to be the point person on this? Well, now they backtracked and they said, no, she's not in charge of this. Obviously, they know the crisis is too big and they don't want to put that albatross around her neck. She says, no, we have to clarify. She's not in charge of this. What she's in charge of is figuring out how taxpayer money is going to go into the triangle countries, basically to try to stem the flow, the causes of these migrant surges. Well, that's a whole lot different than having Kamala Harris in charge of the border crisis. And my question is, if Biden is not in charge of it and Harris isn't in charge of it, then who the heck is in charge of what's happening at the border? Because it's a mess. So I think there is some clarification that's needed from the White House as to who exactly is coordinating these efforts, because it is terrible. The conditions that are being snuck out. Yeah, I mean, anybody with a heart, and you know, AOC, God love her, was at that border when Trump was president and crying her eyeballs out that kids were drinking toilet water. What I have seen so far in the pictures that have been smuggled out, because they're not allowed to take pictures when they go, the administration is stonewalling on the news media. They don't want people to see what deplorable conditions these kids are living with. Where is she? Why is she not crying at the border right now? Because somebody should be there crying for these kids. It shouldn't just be Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham who are standing out there. It is ridiculous what conditions we are setting up. And they said that this isn't going to end for 7 months, that we're going to have this problem with unaccompanied minors.
Would end tomorrow if they'd go back to doing what was being done before.
Well, and that doesn't even count for the national security infiltration. Now, you're not just getting people from Honduras and Guatemala. You're getting an influx of Russians, of Syrians, of Iraqi immigrants. Those people are not walking here. They are coordinating travel with people who can get them into our country. And it's frightening who can just walk right in.
So they're just flying into Mexico City
and then walking in.
And what are the Mexicans doing about it?
Nothing, because the Mexican president's ticked off at Biden right now because they had a process that was working, and now that's been thrown out. So they're doing nothing, to be honest with you.
All right, so we've got this money being spent there. Let's just do a little addition for a few minutes about what's going on and where the money is. Well, we're spending a lot of money. Where it's coming from is there's no real answer to that other than our debts on the marketplace. And a lot of people, including The Chinese banks are buying up our debt. They've done different. We've done a little differently this time to raise capital instead of just going to the banks in China saying, "Lend us the money." They're putting it out in notes. You know, the Treasury Department has from time to time over the years, going back to, I think, when the war bonds were issued during World War One. Maybe it was World War One. I think that's what they learned, how to raise money for the government was to buy war bonds. So anyway, so we've got that. We have to pay off that debt. Remember, we spent $4 trillion in today's money during World War II. We spent six in the last year, soon to be, the green stimulus package and what that's all about. That's more on top of what we've already spent, right? To have green, although supposedly Biden learned something from what happened during Obama's years with various stimulus packages, because
they're going to announce another one on Wednesday.
Yeah, where's the money coming from?
Or they're going to print it, or I don't know what they're going to do, or they're going to figure out a tax. There's an infrastructure project. So they're basically, for Biden to look moderate, he couldn't embrace the Green New Deal. What they're doing is a Green New Deal Junior, and it's coming in the way of infrastructure. So most of the bill, just like with the COVID relief bill, only a piece of it, a tiny piece of it, went to real COVID relief. Everything else went to pet projects. There's going to be an infrastructure bill that's going to be rolled out on Wednesday that's going to be the same deal. They're going to say, oh, we need roads and bridges, which Republicans and Democrats agree on. But the other piece of it is all of the green stuff and all of the pet projects that are going to be funded as
well. Because that's the new era of unionism, and the unions are behind the situation with the bridges, with the roads. If we did like they do in Asia and in Europe especially, and build roads that last, you wouldn't have these continuing...
It's not even just building roads and bridges. I mean, this is all kinds of green projects and, you know, green taxes.
Yeah, but that's
the way that they say that they're going to, they'll pay for it, and you'll love this. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is now the Secretary of Transportation, came out this week and floated the idea, which has been floated in California, which is they're going to put a tracker on every single car in the country, and they're going to, the government will track.
Oh, he took that away real fast.
Well, he took it. That's what I'm saying.
Tax and there's no mileage.
They floated. Yeah. They floated the idea. People went bananas about it, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm just kidding.
Tax and no mileage.
24 hours between him saying, I think it's a great idea. It's, please, what kind of idiot would ever say that? But it's this little tracker that they want to stick on your car so they can figure out where you're going, what you're doing, and how many miles you're driving, and then you'd be assessed a mileage tax. The problem is that affects the poorest. It doesn't affect rich people, it affects the middle class and poor people like working schlubs who have to get out and go to work every single day.
And typically, and you're absolutely right. And typically, people who have a longer commute make less money. They have to drive farther to get to their jobs people. Yeah. So that's just a disaster of an idea. So. Was that a California one?
Good. Started here. California. A year ago.
Started there.
About that.
In a moment, Pharrell Williams talks about his cousin who is involved in a shooting in Virginia Beach over the weekend that didn't end well. That's up and coming next year on the DJV program. Don't forget our daily download every day. You can get the essence, the highlights, some of the nuance of the program in the DJV download. The most recent one focuses on the jam and the Suez. Good, Doug. The Suez. We also are, in this particular conversation, we talk about the vaccines, who's getting free donuts with the vaccine. And some trending things is Zoom, mounting complaints of being sexist. Okay, so all of that stuff and much more sort of sideline fun conversation, part of the download, DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, so the situation here of Pharrell Williams is, I guess this is a trending story, Jay, from what I can see. His cousin was killed by the police during one of the shootings, and he's very, very upset. He's called for transparency because apparently there are no answers as to why all of this went on. Yet another, this kid, Donovan Lynch was his name, 25 years old, and yeah, he was black. He was killed in the shootings took place late on Friday and early Saturday. Apparently he was somebody, there's some pictures you can see floating around of him. He was just there, kind of. Go ahead.
Yeah, there were three separate shootings. The first one started, and they think that it was some kind of altercation between people, and multiple people started firing weapons. Nobody was killed during that, but many people were injured.
Right.
And
wounded.
Then while police
eight
were
wounded
on,
during it. Yeah.
And then while police were on that scene, they heard gunshots nearby. And then they found a woman who had died at the scene. She was, I forgot her name, but she was on the Bad Girls Club, one of those reality shows from back in the day. And then the third shooting was...
Shayla Harris was her name.
Yes, thanks, Doug.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the third shooting was a police officer who was in uniform and approached somebody who was armed with a gun. The police officer was not shot, so that's going to be an investigation as to what happened. The body cam footage was not on, so they're going to have to investigate that, why the police officer wasn't recording anything.
Over,
I mean, all
over,
just kind of in succession.
Over,
that seemed like they were all three, none were related.
Does anybody know what's going on? I asked this question knowing fully that there is the trending stuff with regard to March Madness and the games that are being played, the games that aren't being played. I know that somebody in my circle was talking about it yesterday, and I thought to myself, well, I should know a little bit about it, but then I forgot about it. And so this year it seems like there were more teams out than there were in. So what's the value of all of this? Anybody got any money on it? Anywhere?
No.
I don't.
Mm-mm.
Well, I think Wendy, one of the...
I know. Yeah.
I don't know. I just see these things and I think to myself, all right, are we doing a disservice to our audience by not talking about them? And then because we don't know anything about them, I probably shouldn't even bring it up because it's not in our wheelhouse. It doesn't have to be. This isn't a sports show. I mean, we're supposed to cover, I guess, the things that are trending and things that are on people's minds. But I can't get myself – it doesn't seem to me anybody cares this year about March Madness. That's really
no.
Kind of where I'm coming from.
Everybody that I know that typically, you know, goes all in for doing the March Madness brackets, everybody was like, oh, wait, that's even happening right now? Like,
right.
Nobody is – there's too many other things taking up our attention.
I'm certainly glad I brought it up. Thanks, ladies, for the help and support. I thought that was good. 21 after the hour. –
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time. Jay's got her list, and included on the list, or in the list, is this Satan shoe controversy. And how is it that this, I guess it was a limited edition, right? But what's the controversy is that it wasn't supposed to be a Nike shoe, or Nike had the patent. What's the problem here?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of different stuff. So Lil Nas X is already under fire for...
Who's Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas X is... Did you know the song Old Town Road?
He does.
You want me to sing it?
He doesn't remember it.
Yeah, go for it.
Old Town Road, that old town.
Not remotely near it. So that's Lil Nas X. I mean, kids were loving that song. He has, he released a music video that had a lot of, you know, religious connotation and explicit sexual imagery. Well, there were also these shoes in there that they're known as like Satan shoes, and he had 666 of them. They all sold out in under a minute, and they're made by a brand, Mischief, M-S-C-H-F. Well, they have a backwards Nike, the Swish logo. It's backwards on the shoe, and Nike had to put out a statement saying they are not part of this. They had nothing to do with this. Well, Nike filed a trademark infringement and dilution complaint against Mischief, stating they need to, you know, stop doing this. And the sneaker, Nike also notes that Mischief tends to buy a lot of their shoes, modifies them to fit their brand, and then will sell them at higher prices.
I just don't understand why people need to have Satan shoes, and why Lil Nas X needs to give lap dances to the devil in his video. Like, I just don't understand.
Ultimately,
how
he
this
kills
was
Satan.
So,
I don't, sometimes... So...
He does. He does a good job at the end.
But why? I mean, women give lap dances in videos. It's not necessary for them to do it either.
To the devil?
See, I think it's one of those things that some people are super offended by it. I was not personally offended by the music video. Will I let my son see this music video? Not until he's older and can understand the different connotations in it. But one of the other things, too, where people were saying, you know, our kids love your music. They love your songs. There was no disclaimer before my kids saw your music video. To which Lil Nas X is like, then you don't pay attention to my lyrics. Because even in Old Town Road, he talks about lean and adultery.
Great. I was looking at some of the social media stats, Jay. The number of people who are using Facebook, that still seems to be number one. Instagram is 2. Pinterest is 3. Snapchat is 4. We haven't talked. Twitter is 5. So I don't remember us talking about Snapchat for A long time. Who's on that?
Yeah, I'm surprised Snapchat's so high on the list because it seems like TikTok is really kind of squashed Snapchat. And ever since Instagram created their stories, it's almost like there was no need for Snapchat. A lot of people would go take, before the selfie filters on Instagram stories, people would do that on Snapchat and then save their photo or video and then post it to Instagram. So I'm surprised that Snapchat is still that relevant. I'm not surprised about Facebook and Twitter.
82% of Americans admit to being interested in some of whatever is going trending in social media. The usage is way up also from last year. That's interesting. I mean, I think it's an age thing. I don't know any of my friends. I pay attention in the same way I've always paid attention to this stuff. Although I did get on Instagram and following my daughter and my son and a couple of other people. I think I followed you, Jay, didn't I, the other day? I think I did.
Oh, I don't know. I have to go see.
Victoria. Yeah. All right.
Thanks
well, anyway.
Follow, Jack.
Fancy.
I mean, yours didn't pop out at me, Jennifer. Otherwise, I probably would have just jumped right in. Chris Jericho, remind us who he is, Jay.
He is a wrestler. He's with the WWE. I think he transitioned over to the AWE. He is. He donated about $2,500 to the family of the slain Uber Eats driver. He wanted to help.
Really? Did he have any?
So he pitched in for their GoFundMe.
Good for him.
How much have they raised so far to help this fellow, his family out?
Let's see. They raised, where is it?
Well, I'm just thinking that this
the
is
goal
one
is
of the
100,000, and right. They've raised over 808,000.
Wow.
Good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. 23,000 other donors in Jericho.
Family that is without a father.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
The fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. Although green energy technology is nowhere close to supplying America's energy needs completely, the Biden administration announced on Monday it will increase offshore wind farms on all three coasts in the United States. The U.S. Department of Interior, Energy, Commerce, and Transportation will spearhead the effort, announce new leasing, funding, and development goals to accelerate and deploy offshore wind farms. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The new voting laws in Georgia come with a new misinformation campaign from the White House. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials, who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
President Biden, facing a rise in coronavirus cases in some states, called on Monday for governors and mayors to reinstate mask mandates as the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned of an impending doom from a potential fourth stage of the pandemic. The president's comments came only hours after the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, appeared to fight back tears as she pleaded with Americans to hold on a little bit longer. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. There is a poll out today which suggests, as Americans reflect on the past year, that we're all in a better place than we were last year. For example, people were asked, this sounds like a Family Feud of the audience, 100 people were asked, are you hopeful or not? Last year at this time, 20% said yes. Today, 48% said they are feeling hopeful. Last year at this time, are you stressed or worried? 41% of the public said yes, they were, and 20% said they are today. Are you frustrated? A year ago at this time, 47% said yes, and this year at this time, 21%. Said yes. Let's see here. Are you feeling resilient? Last year, 13% of the public felt that they were, according to the survey, resilient. Today it's 16%. Not much difference there. Are you overwhelmed and burned out? Let's see. Last year it was 46% saying yes to that. 16% said yes to it this year. Are you discouraged? Last year, 16% said that they were. 10% said that they are. I think that's the other way around, though. Anyway, are you sad?
I get the picture.
You get the picture. Okay, yeah. I look at that. And you'd expect it. Things are getting better, improving. Yeah. So people's outlook is better.
Think about where we were a year ago right now.
Oof.
Yeah. We were in, I'm in New Jersey, so we were 2 weeks into a lockdown. My husband had started working from home for the first time. Everything was shut down. No toilet paper thing started. We didn't take it seriously at first. We were like, whatever, everyone's, rushing to the grocery store.
Over.
And then we realized, we don't really have any food, and restaurants were closed. And so then we ended up, literally food shopping like we were two college kids. We food shopped at the Rite Aid, because it was the only place left that had frozen food that we could preserve. And they were, the Rite Aid ended up being a lifesaver for us because they still had toilet paper, and we stocked up on non-perishable stuff like protein powder if we needed shakes or whatever. And it was a Saturday night. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And everyone has a story like that when it hit you, the moment it hit you, I better start stocking up.
It hit me when I was driving back. When I woke up on that Monday morning after the Saturday, and my son said, Dad, it could be that California gets locked down. You won't be able to get out. I packed up the car. Daisy and I left. I wasn't planning on driving across the country to come back here, but I just got in the car and left. Bingo, gonzo.
And funny enough, I remember Victoria talking about going to Rite Aid.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do.
Right. All right, so let's fast forward. It's Easter week, and there are a lot of people who are interested in what to do for dinner. Are you going to cook? I thought it was interesting. Costco said they're going to deliver Easter dinner to your house, $10 per person. How are they doing that without screwing the farmer? That's my angle on it, because the farmers never get enough out of what food they're raising and selling anyway. So there's a lot of ads on TV for Walmart basically doing the same thing. Have you seen them? Those ads for Easter dinner? Who wants to buy Easter
dinner? I've heard the Costco deal, though. It's a really good deal.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah, I mean, you get to feed your family for $70 or $80.
But what's the quality of what they're feeding you?
People who are worried about not being able to afford to feed their family Easter dinner, it's a pretty good day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
8.5-pound hickory smoked ham. It's already sliced. A two-pound bag of baby potatoes in garlic. Southern-style biscuit dough, enough for 18 biscuits. 11 servings of sweet corn cut off the cob. And 3 bags of MicroStream whole green beans.
I mean, this is healthy, actually.
It is actually pretty
and
healthy.
So to be able to buy this much...
10-inch apple pie, ice cream for...
There's dessert, Naturally, Doug sees that.
Uh-huh.
So this whole thing typically costs $90. It's available at Costco for $75, and they're delivering this week. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, you can actually buy this Easter dinner. So, and it comes stored in dry ice. It's a really good deal. And like Jen said, maybe people have gotten vaccinated. Maybe you're in an area where you can, have a few people over for Easter and kind of feel a little bit normal. I think it's a good thing.
This year, the Cadbury Easter Bunny is a frog named Betty. Huh? The Cadbury Easter Bunny is Betty, an Australian White's tree frog. The winner of the 3rd annual Cadbury Bunny tryout. Is this something new?
They started doing different animals.
They've done that before.
Yeah, yeah, there's commercials for years of there was a lion with the bunny ears on it.
Right.
It as chocolate, though? Is this a chocolate image? Or
no, it's like the ambassador. So every year it's a different animal now who gets to win the contest.
Really?
So this year it's a frog. I don't think they actually change up the candy, though. I don't think they make a candy in honor
of it. The finalists for the contest were a donkey, a miniature horse, and a goat. Okay.
Next year, you've got goats and stuff on your farm.
Next
year, submit one of the cute goats, and maybe that'll...
You know what? I have a whole new thing. When I was a kid, I didn't like goats. Now that we've had them, the kids have a great time with them on the farm, and they're really very smart. And they're kind of, they've gotten so lovable with people, I kind of enjoy them. When they see me coming to all the kids that take care of them.
You should have goat yoga on your farm.
So cute.
Goat yoga.
Yeah, the little baby goats. What are those little the little ones that never
drop? Dwarf goats?
Yeah, the little dwarf goats. Oh, my God. They're so
did you
cute.
See the picture that I posted on my Facebook page? Maybe you should repost it, Jay, of the dwarf donkeys. They're very
you have
adorable.
Miniature donkeys?
Yeah, well, they're not, I don't have them, but I saw this and I posted it thinking I'm going to see if I can find some.
Oh, my
I used to have miniature horses, but I've never had a miniature donkey. I've had donkeys, but I've never had a miniature donkey. They are really my – you look at their hair, it's just – they're
oh, I'm going to take a week and just vacation with the miniature animals on your farm.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my goodness. These are adorable. We will definitely reshare these on DJV show.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
I
didn't
even
know any donkeys existed. They're so cute. They're like little puppies, but donkeys.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're very cute. How many people have deviled eggs for Easter? Is that a big thing? Hmm?
Yes, it's a huge thing.
People, it like is. My husband loves them. I just do not like. I love eggs, but I don't like deviled eggs.
Yeah,
I like
not just for Easter. They're good, but it depends. Yeah, there's like different either. Variations. Some do a more vinegar base with the yolk. Others
I need
do
mustard.
Mayo and mustard. Yeah,
yeah.
Horse
I need
radish.
Mustard. No mayo, but lots of mustard.
Really? Hold the pickles. Hold the lettuce.
I'm not a mayo person. You start throwing around too much mayo, I'm kind of out.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It's too yucky. 7-Eleven. Wants to get in on the growing popularity of fast food, so they're opening one for their taco restaurants. This is the first one is in Laredo, Texas. It's a taco drive-thru. I think Laredo would be a great place for a taco store, but are they what
yeah,
kind of a target are you going to find at 7-Eleven? That's right.
Yeah, I think in Laredo you could probably get some good tacos.
Yeah, right.
Although maybe
you can order
you know
a Slurpee as well with it.
I have a friend who says that 7-Eleven, that I shouldn't turn up my nose, that it's really good food. So
is it?
All right.
Says, yeah. Well, they're all owned by, let me think, where did I, remember we talked about this a few months ago, who owns them? Some Indian outfit? Literally, an Indian company owns 7-Eleven. How appropriate is that? And what the hell do the Indians...
You know how certain words reflect your age, whether you're young, middle-aged, or old? When you say an Indian outfit, that's definitely reflective of your generation. Right.
Victoria doesn't approve. All right, let's see here.
It's fine.
You know what? Damn it. We missed... What? We missed National Poultry.
I'm laughing at you. Go ahead.
Well, you're always laughing at me. I'm glad
I know.
That I am a source
I'm happy
of...
I get to laugh at my job.
Yeah, right, exactly. Poultry... We miss National Poultry Day. No foul moods or ruffled feathers. Some quackers and
bumps.
You know. Anyway, I just it's too bad because poultry used to be a source, I guess, of some satisfaction. I've found we have turkey eggs and duck eggs now on the farm. We have chicken
okay, so
eggs.
What do you
We've
do with turkey eggs?
Eggs. Turkey egg, that's a delicacy. The people are very interested. They pay twice as much for turkey eggs and duck eggs. But the point, I've never seen turkey eggs before. And Mary gave me a whole box of turkey eggs and duck eggs. I said, what am I going to do with these? She said, well, you have a friend who, and I do have a friend who likes duck eggs. So I'll give her some, but I'm...
Well, duck eggs are on a lot of menus. That's definitely something, you know, that you
but
see a lot.
But they're huge, Victoria. Have you ever seen turkey out there?
Why do you think ducks walk like that? You think that's just like... Well, duck eggs aren't that big, but like...
Yes, they are. The ones I got, anyway, from my ducks.
Well, I don't know what kind of ducks you got. Turkey eggs
big ducks.
I've never seen. I would assume turkey eggs would be large.
Yeah, they really are. We have wild turkeys on the farm. Somehow or other, we've captured their eggs. And it just is amazing how many. It's apparently a real delicacy. They're very valuable. You get $16 a dozen for these turkey eggs, and the regular chicken eggs
are
like.
It makes you really sleepy, though. Yeah, right. The tryptophan.
You had to explain that, Victoria?
I don't know. Some people may not know that. Some people may
really?
Not know that tryptophan.
Tell me who would not know unless they were educated, I suppose, maybe.
You know,
nobody
see,
learned.
I think sometimes that there are things that I say that everyone else knows, too, and you always tell me that no one knows that. So I'm just trying to cover all the bases.
Really?
Yes.
In a moment, how do we remove things like nicotinoids from the food?
What?
I'm going to talk about getting things
Hold
out of
on,
food.
Hold on, did you hear that sound? It's on the dial string. I know, right? Nicotinoids?
Well,
what the hell is a
nicotoid? We're talking about food. All right, so I'll bring it down. How to get bugs out of your food. All right, there's a lot of bugs.
Why are bugs in my food?
Because some people are refusing to use pesticides, so they don't have anything that's getting rid of the bugs, and the bugs are everywhere. So then the bugs are getting into the food. All right, is that enough of a tease?
But that's a good thing, though, right? Like that means it's natural, and there's no chemicals.
Right, so you're eating bugs. Which is better, eating bugs or not eating bugs? That is the question which we will answer. This is a thriller moment here, folks. Don't move that dial.
Soil talk.
As work, school, and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats, such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises, or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Godridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And at Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to emarsis.com.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all the gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
All right, so there's a serious side to this, even though the girls are giving me a little of the old one, too. I'm sort of coupling this. It is food talk, food news. What's more important than how or what's in the food that you're eating? The food equation has changed greatly. And you know this because I do my American Family Farmer show every week. You can hear it on many of these same stations. Get the podcast at American Family Farmer Show. It's a connection of food, farms, family. And what we eat certainly ought to be on the top of the list of concerns. There are lots of bugs that get into a lot of the food that we eat. And if we don't use pesticides, what are we going to do to get rid of them? And most of the time, what you really have to do is cook it. You need to cook. You know, it used to be the raw vegetables were better for you. At the moment, because there really isn't anything between pesticides. I mean, we've got some organic things that are around that are pretty good. But you've got to be very careful about what it is that you're, look at the ingredients. And even if it's something that you're getting at the farm store, just don't eat raw food at the moment. Just cook everything, no matter what it is. That would be my advice. And I'm telling you also, this is based on the pesticide survey from the last year. Farmers who were applying pesticides experiencing acute pesticide poisoning, 11,000 people working on farms died last year from pesticide poisoning. That should tell you something about what's in the food. Thank you, Bayer and Monsanto. So food for thought, certainly, at 10 before the hour.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day, Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Past the hour now, doctor time. It's the DGV Health Extension here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a Nooka chiropractor, has a great clinic. Many, many folks benefit from his knowledge of Nooka chiropractic, which is the upper cervical spine, shoulders, etc., etc., etc. That's his specialty. Plus, being a GAPS practitioner is something dealing with the gut issues. So I thought I would spend a minute talking about something that we've been in and out of on the DJV program, and that is whether to eat raw or cooked vegetables. I know that for the most part, you have been consistently a fan of raw vegetables, which makes sense. The only wrench, the monkey wrench here, is that, and one wonders about how what this indicates, last year, farm workers in America, 11,000 of them, died of acute pesticide poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
11,000 because we have so much pesticide in and around the food that we eat. And I was talking about these bugs that get into the food. Without the pesticides, the natural food folks haven't done. There is some, Jack, that's there that can be used to keep the stuff, you know, keep pests away. But we become so dependent on Monsanto and that stuff. So the new folks are late to the party. And meanwhile, the food is contaminated not with pesticides, it's either pesticides or bugs. Which would you prefer? And so I guess that's why people think they ought to cook the vegetables, although there's probably good protein in most of the bugs, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, you go organic, all right? Mm-hmm. You get your stuff organic because then you don't have to worry about the pesticides. And the bugs are greatly reduced when organic farming is done correctly. However,
that's correct.
If you're going to eat commercial, you're going to be getting the pesticides, so the bugs are really very little inconsequential. However, you want to, the crunchier vegetables, you need to cook them until they're almost mush. You simply do not have the enzymes to break down the structure, the vegetable
structure.
You're talking
about broccoli and
yes,
asparagus
any of these things. You don't
carrots.
Have the enzymes. You don't have the cellulase to break down the cellulose.
Why don't we have it?
Well, humans don't have it.
Oh.
Herbivores have it.
So we should never eat this stuff, no matter what's on it.
Well, unless you cook it really well so that it's mush, so that your own mastication, your chewing of these vegetables can break down those cellular fibers even further. But most of the vegetable matter that we eat never really gets broken down. It doesn't get broken down in the stomach or the small intestines, not till it reaches the cecum in the colon, where we have the bacteria that can further break down vegetables anyway.
Wow.
So you eat a big salad. Oh, yeah, you eat a big salad. It's not going to get broken down in the stomach. The stomach is
I had a big salad the other night for dinner, a piece of fish and a big salad.
All right, well, the stomach is going to start breaking down that fish because that fish is dense animal protein. That's what the stomach is for, is to break down animal protein. Mm-hmm. The hydrochloric acid that's in the stomach, it's not going to do much of those vegetables at all.
No.
They're going to pass right on through into the small intestine and in the large intestine.
Bye-bye.
You'll have the bacteria colony that can break that down, just like in a cow. A cow's digestive system doesn't break down the grass it eats. It's all the bugs that live in those stomachs.
Right.
Those stomachs break it down.
You know, there's a big to-do here about methane-filled livestock belches and all the people that complain about, the cows, they're going to ruin the planet.
Nonsense.
It's a complete nonsense. But then the better side of it is to look and understand. The farmers, like me, understand you look out the back end of a cow when it poops. The next day, go to that poop pile, and you'll see an extension about 3 or 4 feet out from where the poop was of really green grass.
Yeah.
That's because the microbes that are in the poop have now dispersed and are aerating the soil and making it much healthier than it was before. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's the kind of farming we simply have to get back to.
Got to get back to it. All right, so America losing the quarantine 15. For some people, it was more like 30 pounds gaining. But the average person in America, Jack, gained 12 to 15 pounds over the past year because of COVID. So the question is, how do we shed this weight? Don't do it by yourself. Join the millions of other people who have gone on the Calitrin Trail. Calotren. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no drugs, no stimulants, speaking of all that natural stuff that we were talking about. That's how things get promoted on this program. I'll only promote and endorse things that are natural and healthy. And in this case, there's nothing better than Calitrin because of the main ingredients. Pretty simple stuff. The Calitrin has been around for 24 years now, and they've had such literally millions of success stories. Check them all out at their website, toploss.com, and order this product. You pay for two and you get four. Double your money or, you know, spend half as much. Get this product. Use it.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.